Jesus. We worship you, Father. We say, Hosanna. Help us, Lord. Save us, Lord. Grace us with your very presence. May our lives, O God, kept, provided for, protected. Magnify your holy name. Holy Spirit, help us in our time of prayer and intercession, that we may pray in the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding that you grant to us, helping us to approach every circumstance, every situation, in the knowledge of the will of our God. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. It's good to see you tonight for this time of prayer. Our focus is going to be primarily on the subject of wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. These three are very close, interwoven together, and we're going to start out this prayer as we pray for the wisdom of God by starting out with Philippians, or rather with Proverbs 9 and verse 10. Proverbs 9 and 10. It says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. In essence, it's saying to us, if you don't have the fear, the reverence and respect and honor for God, you cannot have wisdom. Word of God says, it is the fool that says in his heart, there is no God. And if you act like there is no God, then you're not going to have any fear or reverence for God, because you don't believe in God. So we're going to start out from there, having the Yira of God, a true reverence for who God is. Now, what does that really mean, a reverence and honor for God? It is to believe what God says about himself. One of the first declarations of the Lord to us in the commandments is, thou shalt have no other gods before me. Don't have any other gods priority for anything or anyone, any entity before me. That's in terms of priority. Secondly, it means that when you are talking with God, that you don't have anything between you and God. If God was here, don't have this. What is this? The Bible says that people who have idols in their heart should not expect to talk to God. In fact, God will speak to you through the idols of your heart to destroy you. And that's why it's so important when we are dealing with God to be certain that we don't have any other agendas. Because many times when we think that we're hearing from God, but we're not. We're just hearing the reverberations, the echo of whatever it is that we've had before God. Not fearing God means understanding that the Word of God says, don't take my name in vain. Now, taking my name in vain doesn't necessarily just mean using the name of God, as a swear word or anything like that. Believers, I'm sure, are very aware that they should not do such things. But taking the name of the Lord God in vain is speaking the name of God over a situation when you are in doubt, which is going to result in you not getting an answer because a double-minded person should not expect to receive anything from God. So when we speak the name of God in unbelief, we end up taking his name in vain. We have to be very careful about that. The fear of God is understanding what God says. That's where we start. The Lord says, I'll liken a wise man to a man who came, heard my words, and did it. See, that man built his house on a solid rock. When the storm of life came, that house stood. But a foolish man came, heard his words, and did not do what he heard. He said, that man built, but he built his house on sand. And when the storm of life came, that house collapsed, fell apart. And it says how great the ruin of that house was. So true wisdom is coming, hearing the words of God and doing it. So when we talk about the fear of God being the beginning of wisdom, we are talking about the obedience to God's word is our beginning of wisdom. Obedience to what he said. Following the dictates of God, the directives of God, that's where your wisdom begins. The Word of God says, in all of your getting, get wisdom, get understanding. So tonight we're going to start out by talking to the Father and says, help me to have a real, pure, undefiled fear of God. Fear in the sense that I am willing to obey God. That I don't place any idols before God. That my heart's desire is to please God, to do his will. God, help me. When we have these foundations proper, then other things fall in place as it relates to other things that we deal with in life. There are so many things that we can pray about. We can pray about this, that, and so on and so forth. But when we have the key, we have entrance. And so this prayer meeting tonight is a prayer meeting that's going to help us greatly in so many areas of our lives. I was talking to the Lord about something that I've been grappling with, to deal with. And I remember the statements of the Lord to me maybe 2+ years back, and other things that he's spoken to me about. And I was a little bit leery trying to talk to God about this particular situation because I wanted to make certain that I didn't have an idol in my heart when I'm talking to him about it. Because if I have an idol in my heart, I'm going to hear what I want to hear. And I will think this is the will of God, and it had nothing to do with him at all. And many times we don't deal with our heart issues before we start talking to God about something. What should I do about this? What should I do about that? What should I do about this? You may be listening today and joining in prayer, and maybe there's somebody that you like and you want to be married, or you want to go into business or pick up a particular profession. That's what you want to do. Now, there are all kinds of things that you can do. But I can assure you that if you go to God with an idol in your heart, you're going to hear what you want to hear. And then down the line, you're going to say, God told me this. How come everything has fallen apart? And meanwhile, God didn't tell you any of that. The idols of your heart. Many churches have been started from the idols of the heart. Many people have been married to wrong people. Idols of the heart. Many have invested their resources in the wrong places. Idols of the heart. But I thought God said, yeah, he said, if you come with the idols of your heart, I will answer you by the idols of your heart. So I need to get rid of that by having a true reverence for God. So tonight, let us start from that perspective and just cry out to God and say, God, give me true reverential fear for you so that the beginnings of wisdom can be established in my life. Let's pray. Hallelujah. Father, there is nothing as important as having a true fear, reverential fear for you, that causes us, O God, to honor you. It causes us, O God, to live our lives to glorify you. It causes us, O God, to surrender our lives to you, seeking your heart, seeking your will. I come before you with all of your sons and your daughters, the saints of this household of faith, our partners, congregants, your body. We ask, O God, that you will instill the proper dose and the proper order of a fear of God, the era of God. So, Lord, O God, that our lives, O God, will be lives that honor you, lives that glorify you, lives that testify of your awesome love and power. Mold us into the image of your dear Son. We come before you, Father. We're asking, O God, that you have your way. Remove from us every idolatrous mindset, every pursuit that's about ourselves, me, myself, and I, that endangers our relationship with you, that tries to stand against your perfect will, that tries to resist your purpose for our lives. We seek you with a pure heart. We ask, O God, that your name be exalted in us, that we may receive now the beginnings of wisdom in Jesus. Our sovereign Lord's name we ask it. Amen. It goes on and says, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding. And the knowledge of the holy is understanding. So here the word of God says, for us to have understanding, we have to have a knowledge of God. If we're going to have wisdom, we have to have a fear of God. If we want understanding, we need the knowledge of God. During our Bible study from Colossians chapter 1, verse 9 through 10, we talked about this knowledge of God. Not just knowing about Him, but increasing in our knowledge. So we do understand that if knowledge increases and the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom, which means wisdom also increases, then what we are asking God for when we're talking about understanding is, God, equip me with a pure knowledge of who you are. Because the fact is, if you don't know who God is, you will not have a true fear of God. When you know God, then you have a reverence for God. When you know God, your walk is corrected. When the word of God says, the fool says in his heart, there is no God, we think about the atheist who doesn't believe that there is a God. But the reality is that it's much more than that. We become foolish when we act like there is no God. So what do you mean? Well, when my private life is different from my public life, and my private life does not show the reality of God, and my public life then is pretentious, I do not believe there is a God. If I cannot yell and scream at Mama before you, but I can scream and yell at Mama at home, I'm acting like there is no God. In fact, what I've just done is made you God. What do you mean by that? It means I have more of a fear of you than I have of God, because I don't understand that God is everywhere present, whether you're there or not. Now that has limited my true knowledge of who God is. When I act in unbelief, I'm acting like there is no God. Because I think, because there's no one else around, anything and everything can happen to me, I am helpless. I am helpless because man cannot help me with this situation. I am helpless because nobody can come and assist me with this particular situation. I am incapable because I have no help. Well, the Word of God says that God is my present help in the time of trouble. So I've not demonstrated that I know God. So unbelief is a demonstration of not knowing God, that God is all-powerful, omnipotent, all-knowing, omniscient, everywhere present, omnipresent. He says, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding. When you understand by knowing God, increasing in the knowledge of God, you come to the place of understanding. Now, that's an important statement, understanding. Understanding is very similar, in a sense, to patience. Patience, hupomone, standing under. Understanding is the awareness that you are under, you are standing under a God who knows all things, sees all things. Wow. I need to be very aware of that. How does that become a second nature or a primary nature for me? By meditating on the Word of God. I'm full of that. I remember many years ago, and we'll start praying in just a moment about this. I was in the city of Warri, Nigeria, at home, and I was house sitting. So I am lying down on this couch. I slept and I woke up. And as I was waking up, I heard these words coming out of my mouth. Because he lives, I live also. It didn't come from my natural mind. It came from the spirit man. Because he lives, I live also. I wrote a song because of that. Because he lives, I live also. The knowledge of the holy is understanding. We're going to ask God, give me an increase in the knowledge of who you are. Because when I know you, I'll live fulfilled. Lift up your voice before the Lord and ask him for that. Increase in knowledge of the Holy God. Father, increase my knowledge of who you are. And by so doing, have faith that is greatly increased. Thank you, Father, for this grace in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, oh God, increase. In knowledge. Oh Father, in that knowledge is an understanding. I receive this day. I declare that this is true in my life. It is true in the life of the saints in this household of faith. It is true in the lives of our partners and congregants and Lord God, your body. Father, in Jesus' name, let there be a solid implantation of wisdom, of knowledge and understanding in the mighty name of Jesus. We receive this grace even now, Most High God, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. In Proverbs 24 and verse 3, the word of God says, through wisdom is an house built. So we need wisdom to build. We're going to ask God for the grace to build with wisdom. Let's be reminded again of the statement of the Lord, that wise man came, heard my words, and did it. So if through wisdom a house is built, then it is true obedience, not just coming and hearing the word of God, but in the doing of the word of God. So we're going to ask God for the grace to boldly do the will of God. Because sometimes the will of God is not easy. Sometimes the will of God causes you to go contrary to what you think you should do, what the world wants you to do. When everybody stands contrary to what God wills you to do, what are you going to do? Are you going to fold and do what seems proper based on what man desires? Are you going to do what God said to do? That's a crucial thing. Through wisdom is an house built. Let's ask God for that wisdom to build, the wisdom to obey God totally, in spite of what anyone else wants, doing the will of God. God grant us the grace, the courage to follow through with the right decision and not fold and bend and get twisted to doing what the world says we should do. Pray. Father, we thank you for the grace to build. Thank you, Lord, for the grace to build, because we are obedient to your will. Grant to us, O God, the courage to make right decisions, God decisions, the courage to seek first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, knowing that every other thing shall be added unto us. So in essence, Lord, the grace to believe you, the grace to believe and to obey. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, we face so many challenges in our day and in our times. And over and over and over again, there are forces that want us to compromise, to do things, oh God, that seem to be good, but are not your will. Help us, O God, to be discerning. So, Lord, O God, that the decisions that we make as individuals, as a corporate body, as a church, your church, these decisions will be birthed out of the discernment, the believing, and the obedience of faith. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. He says, and by understanding it is established. The house is established by understanding. It stands the test of time. No matter what happens, because it is built in wisdom and established in understanding. In essence, the foundation of that house is founded in understanding. Now, that takes some doing, because if you follow the statement of the Lord, he said, the wise man who came and heard his words built his house on a rock. That's a lot of work. Doing it right. Doing it right. Because so many times we want to cut corners. We just want to do good enough. You know, around the world, there are buildings that are collapsing. Look really nice, but they're collapsing because the proper materials were in use. It wasn't built in a solid place. There was no understanding of the turf it was built on. And so the foundation is weak. The materials that were used are not proper. And so the building doesn't past the test of time. I and Mama were in Italy, in Milan, many years ago, and we saw a church building, Catholic church, and we looked at this building and we just, how on earth did they build this? It was just amazing. We didn't get to go inside because that particular day, you know, it wasn't open to people. But just the intricacies of what they built, wow, hundreds and hundreds of years ago. And it's still standing. And it looks amazing. Yikes. Wow. The skill went into that, building that. It is established. It's gone through all kinds of storms and it is still standing. When you build a family with the Word of God, it doesn't matter what happens. It might shake and all kinds of things may happen, but the house, when the storm settles, still standing. That's what we're talking about, understanding. Understanding. Through understanding, it is established. There are nations, great nations, the Greeks of today are not the Greeks of yesteryears. The Romans are not the same Romans. The Egyptians are not the same Egyptians. Those have all gone. But the Jews are still the Jews. Israel is still Israel because of the Word of God. Still there. The language is still the same language. God wants us to last. By understanding it is established. The understanding of God. The understanding of the Word of God. If anything is not built on that foundation, it's not going to last. Today we're still reading the writings of Paul. We read through the Word of God and it's still relevant today. Still deals with issues today. It's founded on truth. Many have come and many have gone. And we don't remember their names. There's no lasting impact. Many years from now, we will still remember certain men of God. They're long gone, but we're still going to talk about them. Established. We're going to ask God tonight, help me to live a life that has the legacy of lasting because I have understanding. I have understanding. And that understanding is based on the knowledge of God. As we prayed earlier. Lord, let my life be lasting. If you tarry 1,000 years from now, let what I have accomplished in you continue to broadcast the goodness of God. As a monk, Catholic monk called Brother Lawrence, a man of great prayer. He's been dead for centuries. But his simple life of prayer, people still, if you're talking about prayer, you will talk about Brother Lawrence. If you talk about reaching a continent and a world with the healing power of God and causing the people to be impacted with the goodness of God, centuries from now, if our Lord Jesus tarries, there will be the mention of a man called Maurice Cerullo. Because he built into people. Africa will not be the continent that it is today spiritually without a man like Maurice Cirulo, a man like Reinhard Bonnke, a woman like Mary Slessor, and on. These are people who built with understanding. Let us pray that God will so impact our lives that we have a legacy that impacts lives for generation after generation. Because what we built was built by understanding. Pray. Thank you, Lord, for the grace of understanding. Lord, O God, grant me the grace to build with understanding, that there be a legacy of supernatural grace that defies time, defies cultures, defies opposition, because it's founded in the truth of your grace, your loving kindness, your tender mercies, your goodness, O God. Let my life, O God, be a life that rings true for all times. Let it be so for the body of Christ. Lord, O God, that when men reflect on the life that we lived, that they will say, that man, that woman is a man of God, a woman of God, because the legacy has been established for your glory and honor, because we know you and we live our lives to honor you. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Hallelujah. In verse 4 says, and by knowledge shall the chambers be filled with all precious and pleasant riches. And by knowledge shall the chambers, the rooms, be filled, every compartment, every room, every aspect, filled with all precious and pleasant riches. Knowledge. Now, the way to look at this is this. You've built the house. It's fully secure. And you just don't just go and buy just any furniture. You go for the best. And for you to go for the best, you research. What kind of furniture would I like here? How will it fit into this room? What colors do I want in the wall? What kind of flooring? What kind of chairs? In our day, while you are building, You have to think ahead, figure out, while you're building those walls, what kind of wiring should be behind those walls. What's going to be in that spot? 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 How many plugs do I need? And you think ahead. If you build based on your present size, you've not built for your future. You've not, because you've not built for growth. You've not built for changes. Now, once upon a time, we used to use 8-tracks. That's before your time. Some of our times. Okay. And then we had cassette tapes. We still have cassette machines over there. Then it was CDs. We had 8-tracks in our vehicles. We had then changing 8-tracks was almost like a VHS size. You stuck it into your car. And then we went to cassettes. And then you had, actually before cassettes, you had reel-to-reel tapes, you know, that people used to record, but you couldn't, that wasn't very, you know, mobile, so you had cassettes. And then we went from that to CDs, and now you can find a CD player in the cars. It's MP3 and different systems. Now that's going to change, and it's going to keep on changing. Now, if you researched way back, you might see what is going to happen 2-3 steps from now. A good example is this. Okay, let's say you want to go into business and find covers for phones. Well, there are companies that know 3-4 generations from now what it is that the phones are going to look like. They have the template, and now you, because you don't know, you go buy a whole bunch of cassette covers and or phone covers and all kind of styles. You're going to corner that market. And by the time you finish, you find out you have a whole bunch of stuff because the phones have changed. You've not furnished with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Too many times we're praying about now, when God is over there. When God, you know, I was talking to the Lord, I says, you know, not too long ago, and actually I talked with him about it again yesterday while I was laying down and resting my head. I talked to him. I said, Father, there was a man called Philip. Took him from point A to point B. He started first walking to a point, and then you took him from that dimension to another. God, do it with my life. Take me there. Take me there. I remember many years ago ministering the word of God, and he said, if you stay in the level of the anointing, you're going to be behind. You've got to move from anointing to glory. Oh, okay. That's where we're going. God, glorify my life so I can flow with you into the next phase of what you are doing. We've got to get the mind of God and connect with that so that we are always at the cutting edge. Whatever it is that God is doing now, I'm there. I'm there. I'm there. Not trying to catch up, but being there because God is carrying you because you know God. So we're going to pray at this point. God, help me to know you so that I can be at the cutting edge of what needs to happen right now. That my life be fully furnished. It says a great house is furnished with all kinds of vessels. Vessels of honor and vessels of little honor or dishonor. Wood, clay, silver, and gold. I want to be a vessel of honor. God, help me to be that. Will you pray? Heavenly Father, we thank you for this grace of knowing by the grace of your presence. And Lord, oh God, and through that grace of knowing, furnish the house that you have built with wisdom, established by understanding, and you have furnished by knowledge. Lord, oh God, help us, oh God, to be fully connected to who you are, to what you are doing. So, Lord, oh God, that we be at the cutting edge, be at the right place, doing the right thing, living fulfilled lives that honor you as we worship you in spirit and in truth. God, help us to know you. Furnish us, O God, with supernatural wisdom, understanding, and knowledge. Help us, O God, to live lives that truly glorify you. Make us vessels of honor. For we cry out to you today. Do that in my life. Do that, O God, in this your congregation. Do it, O God, for all of our partners. Do it, O God, for your body. The Lord, O God, our lives, O God, may show forth your glory and the wisdom, understanding, and knowledge of the Most High. We may display the fullness of who you are. In Jesus, our sovereign Lord's name, we call it so. Done. Amen. And amen. Let us conclude tonight by looking at the statement of Paul in Philippians 3 and verse 10 and 11. This is towards the end of Paul's life. This mighty man that had done amazing things, this man of God that we look at and we say, wow, what a man. What a testimony. Close to the end of his life, he says that I may ginosko, know him, and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings. The Word of God says, Jesus learned obedience by the things he suffered. And so when we talk about the fellowship of his sufferings, it's talking about living a life of total obedience, total surrender. Being present tense continuous made conformable unto his death. Dying to self. If by any means I might attain, unto the resurrection of the dead. Not as though I had already attained. The word is the word lambano. I've not attained yet. Either we're already, oh, what happened here? 3:10. Touch something. Not as though I'd already attained, either we're already perfect. That is a powerful word. Teleo. He's saying, I'm not there yet. I'm not there yet. Teleo. I'm not. Everything is not completely in order as it should be. I am not okay. It's like this. You have a drawing, an architectural drawing of how the building should look, what kind of things, where the washroom should be, where the kitchen should be, what kind of whatever should be there. He said, I'm not exactly like that picture yet. Teleo. I'm not a perfect match yet. But I follow after. Even when I fall flat on my face, I follow after, if that I may apprehend, come to that place, that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. I want to be a perfect reflection. When Moses built the tabernacle in the wilderness, it became a perfect reflection of what was in heaven. God wants me to match up. That's important. At the end of his life, he says, I've run my race. I've completed. I've come to that place where I have become teleo, I've become perfectly matched with the drawing. When we're doing the workings for changing this place, we had a drawing. And lo and behold, we said, pursuing after what we drew, this is how it's going to look. And when we got there, we arrived. The screen was right there. The stage was the way it was drawn. The drums were exactly where they were supposed to be. Everything is in its right place. Tell you. Well, that's what we're asking God to do for us. You know, Paul says that I may know him. I want to know him and the power of his resurrection. The power of his resurrection. When he rose again from the dead, distance was no problem. He didn't need a donkey to take him from point A to point B. He didn't need somebody to open the door for him to come in. That's the power of his resurrection. It's a totally different class. We're going to pray, God, create such a dissatisfaction inside of me that causes me to refuse to settle for anything that does not match up with your perfect will for my life. I want to be in total alignment with your will, with your word, with your purpose. Whatever, God, you are doing now, let me be right on. Father, cause me not to be dated in my walk. Mama and I were driving from somewhere the other day and we saw an old vehicle. And we said, wow, it's an old car. You could tell. But once upon a time, it was the talk of town. Oh, wow, that's nice. I got a new car. But now it's dated. It's still moving, but it's dated. God, help me not to be dated. I want to be fresh, new, in line with your will, with your word, living the life of Christ today as he is. So are we now. Let's pray that prayer. Let me, O God, represent you as you are today and at all times, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. Heavenly Father, we cry out to you. We ask, O God, that you'll help us be fully conformable unto you in death and in life, living a life that truly honors you, that our pursuit, O God, will not be a pursuit for the temporary things of this world, but the eternal things that please you, that our eyes be focused on you, the author and the finisher of our faith. Father, create, O God, a deep dissatisfaction in our hearts that causes us not to settle for the mediocre things of this world, the things, O God, that don't match up with your perfect will for our lives. Father, cause our lives, O God, to be in total alignment to you, to your word, your purpose, your assignment, your will for our lives. Oh God, let my life, oh God, the life of your people, not be dated with the past, standing like relics, religious relics that have no present influence, that don't speak your love to our world. Let also God be able to flow with you. Speak, O God, your language in such a way, O God, that the people that we speak to get to hear you, get to see you, get to respond to you. Because we're not locked up to a system, locked up to a methodology, but that we are fully connected to your truth, your word, which is sharper than any two-edged sword. Lord God, that when we open our mouths, Father, you will be heard. Your will be done. Because you are fully in charge and in control. A Lord, O God, that our minds, O God, will truly be the mind of Christ. A Lord, O God, that at this age, not only will we speak the language that matches up with the issues of our times, but Lord, O God, that prophetically and visionary, in visionary ways, O God, that we will speak and see into the future. And be able to lead men and women into the future of what you are doing. Lord, we've been so stuck as your church. Stuck to history that is not vibrant. Stuck to systems that do not speak to our modern world, to people as they are, not as we want them to be. Make our voice and our words be relevant for all ages, for all times, because your wisdom, your understanding, and the knowledge of you is greatly increased. We become relevant at all times, matching up with your perfect will. Perfect your word. Perfect your person. Tell you, O God, tell you, in the name of Jesus, we ask it. Amen. And amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank God for every one of you that took time to come to pray tonight. May the Lord continue to work in us a great work of grace and of his favor. He grant us his perfect vision. And we become people that are relevant in every area, doing the will of God in the now for his glory and honor. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. At this time, let us honor God with our giving and bless his holy name. For he is worthy of all praise, worship, and adoration. Praise God. Hallelujah. Be reminded about Sunday service. We're going to have a wonderful time together. It's going to be a little bit different. But it's going to be as God wants us to do it. We're not stuck to a system. We want to be in line with his will, do things as he is directing. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God is good. Let's honor God. I see Brother Bill is online. Brother Bill and Sister Carol. Blessings. No, It's good to see you. Oh, you're looking really sharp.
Oh, isn't it beautiful?
Oh, that's